This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Do you see, folks, in response to that one listener who said we should not mention Randall in the echo chamber too often, actually what he's doing, he's channeling the echo chamber at the old Abbey Road Studios in the UK. No, forget about that. It's where the Beatles used to go to try to use the substance mentioned and got to get you into my life, which actually I think is a true story from Paul McCartney. But anyway, I don't know where I was with this anyway.
Well, with ghosts, we seem to want to get them out of our life.
Yeah, that's also very true. You know, when you get to things like ghosts, we want to get rid of them. But let me ask you then, obviously ghost hunting makes for a very powerful reality TV show. We love to see all those things, and we know of a few. Certainly our friend Paul Kimball had a show in Canada. I think some of it migrated to the U.S., I'm not sure. But almost every episode, something weird happened. And the question I always have with regard to ghost hunting shows, Clarissa, is it because they go to a place where they know something's going to happen, or they make sure something happens, if you get my drift?
Well, I've got a short answer and a long answer. I'm very, very good friends with a gentleman who had a paranormal TV show. It only ran for 2 seasons. The networks, you know, if you don't have the ratings, you know, the networks will shut you down. And if you're not providing some sort of evidence, you know, then people aren't going to tune in because that's what they want to see. And so some of the shows have had to result, or they've had to resort to fabricating some of their stuff. But what a lot of people don't realize, and this is a big problem in the paranormal community as a whole, is these TV shows, they will go out and they will film for a week or 2 weeks. And so what you see, you know, in an hour is the result of several days and several nights of them investigating. Not that they're always lucky, you know, they go out and they investigate for an hour and, oh, wow, you know, we captured this great EVP, or we caught this full-bodied apparition, or what have you. You know, again, that's another downside to that is, you know, the layperson will see these shows on TV and think, oh, this is easy. Anybody can do it.
How much stock should the general public give to these paranormal television shows?
None.
In terms of okay. Well, that answers that. That was fast.
None.
So most of these paranormal television shows then are purely for entertainment's sake. And do you find that they have caused you any problems when you've gone out to do actual investigations where people are assuming something that's happening when it's just something, kind of some kind of fiction they picked up off of TV?
Right. We occasionally will get a client that, even though we go in and debunk what they're experiencing, they're adamant that it is paranormal in nature because that's what they've seen on TV. And we provide them, you know, rational, very explainable reasons for what they're experiencing, and they're very upset about that. You know, others get angry with us because we're not going to put them on TV. But, you know, as a whole, you know, most people, they see these paranormal television programs and they go, they're like, oh, this is easy. I can do this. So they go out and they don't realize the hours that it takes to do this and the money involved and then the data analysis afterwards, and, you know, and then they see the goofball in the T-shirt that's 3 sizes too small, you know, provoking, and they think that that is acceptable behavior. Right. They can make a bad situation worse, potentially, by provoking. And so, you know, Gene, if I was to walk up to you and get in your face and start shouting at you, you know, you will talk to me. I command you to talk to me. Show your face now. That's not going to make you want to talk to me.
Well, you know, it's not kind of like a situation I ran into last night. So I went to a local fry store, which is like Kroger chain, to go to the cash machine at a particular bank, and I wanted to take out a few dollars. And then I went to the car, and I noticed somebody had the door open on his car, and he was like an inch from the body of my car. So I said, you know, don't get it too close, please. And the guy was flipping out over this. And finally, he stands behind my car, just standing there so I can't pull back. And then he walks away, and I start pulling out, and he starts trying to frighten me. The guy was a total lunatic, but then, you know, unfortunately, he was also wearing a shirt from a certain superstore with a name on it. So I think he's in trouble.
Yeah, no, provoking is never good. I never advocate provocation when you're dealing with the unknown. My motto is, you know, the golden rule. You know, treat others as you want to be treated. Speak to others as you want to be spoken to. And you attract more bees with honey.
Or just try to be a decent person, in other words.
Absolutely. And
one of the things I noticed when I was doing a search for paranormal research groups or investigators is that there are thousands of them out there.
Yeah.
So,
last long because they don't really understand everything that is involved in this line of research.
Right. I was going to ask if you find that there's any competition, or do you just find that you don't run into other investigators much? It's just that you know they're out there, but you haven't crossed paths with that many.
It will cross paths occasionally. The most frequent occurrence is, you know, we'll get a client who said, well, we called in XYZ team. And they came in and then we never heard back from them, or, you know, they didn't tell us anything, or, you know, they weren't able to help us. And so, you know, I hate to use the phrase, you know, clean up somebody else's mess, but sometimes that's what we have to do.
I imagine that there's probably in the whole paranormal world, the same types of conventions that we have with UFOs. Do you attend any of the conventions?
Yeah, I do. And I get them pretty regularly.
Is that something you get paid for?
No.
don't worry. Most of us don't get paid for
income at the, you know, when I go to the conventions, I always make sure I have a booth space, you know, where I can sell my books.
Right.
And, you know, as we talked about briefly earlier, I've got 6 books on the market, and the most recent one came out about 3 weeks ago. And so, you know, the people, they hear me speak and they'll come up, you know, they'll want to talk about, you know, different theories or ideas or, you know, some of my experiences. And, you know, then I turn on the sales pitch and try to get them to buy books.
So what would be your typical sales pitch then?
It depends on the person. If they're a legitimate investigator, you know, I'll try to point them towards, you know, my nonfiction books, like Phantom Trains and Haunted Rails of the U.S. or the new book, Exploring Psychosomatic Pareidolia. If they've got a research team, I've got a children's book on the market called No Monsters Here that actually talks to kids about what happens during a paranormal investigation, you know, kind of takes some of the scary out of what's going on when this group of strangers comes into their home. And, you know, but if it's just, you know, somebody that thinks it's really, really cool and wants to know more about my experiences, then I turn them to Ghosts of the Heart, which is a fiction book, but it's loosely based on some of my experiences as an investigator.
We're going to talk more about this. And you know when? In a couple of moments. Remember, go to plus.theparacast.com to learn about the Paracast Plus. We offer the version of the show ad-free and, of course, the After the Paracast podcast and more. The new site, I promise, is soon. As you know, with websites and construction projects, it always takes longer than they promise. There's always a last-minute glitch that has to be fixed up. There's always something you forget. There's always something that could be done better. And we go back and forth over and over to make it as perfect as possible for the initial launch. But we're working hard to get it ready as soon as possible, really. Go to plus.theparacast.com with Gene Clarissa And Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Larissa Vasquez is with us. Let me ask you a question here. And obviously you're in the business of exposing the fakers in addition to finding the reality of what's going on. There have been some groups, and we know our former co-host of the Paracast, Chris O'Brien, don't know if you know him. He is setting up something called the San Luis Valley camera project, a UFO detection photographing system. And there have been other efforts of that. Have you considered anything of that nature?
No, I have not. Right now, our focus is, you know, strictly on our home turf, really, you know, to help as many people as we can, you know, while, you know, conducting our research. You know, the research is very, very important to us, as we talked about earlier in the show. And, you know, we get to help people along the way while conducting this research and, you know, developing, you know, a broad spectrum program of that nature is really not something that we've even considered.
What would be for you the holy grail of paranormal research?
Oh, wow. I suppose, you know, an on-camera interview, you know, with a spectral entity or extraterrestrial or actual physical interaction, you know, on camera with a cryptid, you know, something of that nature, you know, that would be, you know, the holy grail. And again, you know, there's going to be skeptics, there's going to be naysayers, but, you know, for me, that would be the holy grail.
For you, most of your equipment setup is done on the spot during, on a case-by-case basis, as
yes.
opposed to something like Gene had mentioned with Chris's San Luis Valley camera project. Really, I don't see any other way to do that with the type of paranormal phenomena that you're most interested in, which is the hauntings, mostly, mm-hmm. the afterlife aspect.
Yeah, I mean, not unless you set up continuously running cameras in known haunted locations, you know, and then you have to review all of that footage. You know, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people don't realize what goes on with the data analysis. You know, we've got two DVR systems with 12 infrared night vision cameras. And so if we run all 12 of those cameras for a 5-hour investigation, you know, that's whatever 12 times 5 is off the. Sorry, I had surgery. I can't think clearly right now and do math. But, you know, that's, you have that number of hours of video footage to go over. And so if you were to set up a continuously running system in a known haunted location, you ultimately have to go over all of that footage to see if you've captured something.
And even then, if you could, because like we talked about earlier, if it's picked up by some sort of detection equipment, then it has to be something that is a natural phenomenon, because the detection equipment has to have something that is scientifically detectable in order to be detected in the first place, in which case, how could we distinguish something paranormal from something that is normal? Say if you were to set something up, say, for example, on a street corner or at a site like where you had your particular experience, I suppose if the camera took a picture of the person walking through the cinder block wall, that would be pretty definitive if it could be proven that it wasn't faked, but
mm-hmm.
generally speaking, you know, you could have 10 of these apparitions, say, walking along through a park, and you wouldn't be able to tell one from a live person.
Right. If they were as tangible as the person that I encountered 23 years ago, then, yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell who was living and who was not.
Have you heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of that?
Oh, I try not to. For me personally, I'm kind of, with regards to the Mandela effect, you know, I'm kind of the mindset that ignorance is bliss. And
are you one of the ones that remembers Mandela dying in jail?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember Mandela dying in jail. I don't remember anything like that. But I've also heard reports of, you know, parts of the Bible being changed and stuff like that with regard to Mandela. And so I'm kind of like, you know, if it's not in my conscious memory bank, then I probably don't need to know about it.
So if you don't remember him dying in jail, then you would have, do you remember him being released?
I do remember him being released.
Okay, so you're one of the people that only remembers one particular version. Something that I found quite interesting is when people remember that he had died in jail, they also remember that he got out. And I'm one of those people that have that particular experience. So the people who seem to have been Mandela affected remember it both ways. And, of course, the implication is that somehow some aspect of reality is shifted or changed. And, of course, the skeptics would say it's people's memories. But it seems to be go a little bit beyond that when you talk to people who've had these personal experiences. That kind of brings up the idea of, say, maybe, for lack of a better term, these dimensional portals. Have you ever run across those where people say that there are ways to go from one realm or version of reality to another?
You know, and I, and not to keep, you know, referring back to my book or anything, but the, in the book that I just put out, you know, we did write a chapter on portals and vortices. And, you know, I think that other dimensions are possible, but I'm losing my words on this one. The probability of being able to, you know, go from, you know, one dimension to another, a colleague of mine, I guess, so to speak, his name is Vince Wilson. He's got a couple of books on the market. He's really good, friend and colleague of mine. You know, he once said that portal hauntings are places where there seems to be a nexus between our world and mysterious ghost zone. And these portals are used to explain, but you know, the problem with portals and hauntings is they would require a huge amount of energy to exist. And so, you know, if you weren't incinerated by the release of energy, you'd probably get several types of cancer from the radiation. And that's, you know,
interesting.
Yeah.
So that's from a physics perspective.
Yeah. From a physics perspective. And so that's kind of I concur with that thought process. Let me put it that way.
I've got to ask you too, before you go, that, on your page, it says that, you created the popular Phantom Hitchhiker Project.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Before you do, I hate to be the one to say cliffhanger. Okay. Clarissa will hold off and talk about that in our next segment with Clarissa, Randall, and Jean. I put myself last. You see that? You're in.
The Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At first, lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford rejected the Senate Judiciary's request to tell her side of the story. She claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were in high school. Now, there are reports that there's a tentative agreement for her to testify on Thursday. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says Kavanaugh's confirmation will hinge on two Republican senators. Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins.
If they decide to vote no, then I suspect you will see all of the Democrats under those circumstances join with those two women. But if they decide to vote yes, then as far as the majority vote, it's already a done deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Phantom Hitchhiker?
Yes, Phantom Hitchhikers.
Speak to me of Phantom Hitchhikers.
The Phantom Hitchhiker Project was an 8-year research project that I developed kind of on a whim. You know, I live in Colorado. Interstate 70 runs right through the heart of the state. And all along the interstate, you see these roadside crosses and memorials to people who have passed away. And you hear, you know, all over the U.S., you hear stories of, you know, people who have picked up a hitchhiker and then they disappear. Or, you know, there's a lot of ghost lore surrounding phantom hitchhikers all over the U.S. And so I developed this 8-year research project where we went out to see if there was anything connected to these roadside locations, you know, where a vehicle accident had resulted in a human fatality. And the project was a successful failure in that we weren't able to determine any correlation between these roadside locations and phantom hitchhikers. But we were able to prove that paranormal investigation, or ghost hunting more specifically, can be conducted scientifically. And when I first started this project, you know, I wrote the thesis and, you know, wrote the parameters for the experiment and the controls and the variables, and I submitted it to a lot of big names in the business. And, you know, I kept getting these responses, you know, it cannot be conducted scientifically because our experiments are not conducted in a lab. And I threw that one right out the window, because just like paleontologists, zoologists, botanists, you know, they conduct their research out in the field and bring it back to the lab for analysis. So forget the lab. And then, you know, they were saying, you know, there's too many variables and not enough controls. And so I developed this research project with controls and variables in mind, and expanded upon theories surrounding time, temperature, lunar phase, and the locations themselves all being a control, because the locations were areas where a vehicle accident resulted in at least one human fatality. So, you know, again, it was a successful failure. It failed in that, you know, we didn't derive any correlation at all between these roadside locations and phantom hitchhikers, but we were also able to prove that ghost hunting can be conducted scientifically.
Very interesting. So I imagine you have all of that stored away in some sort of a database then.
Yeah, I've got a very, very, very impressive spreadsheet on not only on my computer, but also burned to a CD and a flash drive. And maybe one day I'll upload it to the cloud. I don't know.
But, so you could, the point being is you could add some variables there if you wanted to. And one of the things that we've talked about on a couple of the last shows is the possibility of EM frequencies being generated by the Earth. Mm-hmm. This is a theory that was brought forward by a Canadian researcher, Michael Persinger, who you may or may not have heard of. But his theory is that there's tectonic forces that are responsible for creating a large EM buildup in the Earth that is detectable and could be responsible for a number of paranormal experiences. So you could, if you don't already have a geological set in your database, go back and look at those places and look at the geology and see if there's some sort of correlation there.
Well, and some of the data that we recorded, well, and we record it for every investigation, but also with this project, it ran for 8 years. Some of the data that we record for that is also, you know, the geomagnetic reading at the time of the investigation and the solar activity at the time of the investigation, you know, so we do take those things into consideration, if nothing, just to obtain data to see if there is a correlation between that activity and these events.
Well, that's quite fascinating because that in turn is also correlated to something, you know, things like earthquake events. Mm-hmm. So you have tides and lunar phases. So putting all that together with some sort of geological data could add another interesting facet to all of that if you had someone who was willing to take the time to do that. It could hypothetically all be done with geological maps and surveys and probably done on Google. But yep. That's really interesting.
One thing we've also started recording very recently within the last year is the barometric pressure, because it's been discovered that barometric pressure can impact the behavior of the living. And so if it,
oh, absolutely.
Just as the lunar phase can impact the behavior of the living, and we've been studying and researching lunar phase as it pertains to paranormal research, you know, then why couldn't the barometric pressure also play in a factor?
I think it could. I know that when the pressure starts to drop or there's some sort of a you know, a big dark cloud moving in here, I feel like I have to go to sleep. You know, all I want to do is find a place to lay down and close my eyes. I get these tired attacks kind of a thing.
Right.
Until it drifts over.
Yeah. And so, you know, as that barometric pressure changes, as the system moves out or what have you, you know, people tend to get happier. Children have more energy, et cetera, et cetera. So then it would stand to reason that if those factors affect the living, then maybe they affect the departed as well.
That's if there is such a thing. I know we seem to be assuming that there is, but, and I don't mean to be kind of too much of a skeptic here, but every way that I look at it, I don't see how it's possible. I do believe that the phenomena exists. I just don't see how it's possible for it to be actually a dead person.
Well, and that's why people like me are out there tirelessly researching away.
Of course, then me being a UFO guy, I tend to look at everything through that lens. And perhaps I'm just as biased as those who believe in afterlives. But I look at something like alien intervention as at least being something that is physical within the physical universe. And if they can do things like levitate their ships and control what appears to be gravity and have these telepathic powers, they could, in theory, be responsible for a lot of paranormal phenomena they could make it pretty much anything look like whatever they want to whatever researchers are out there.
Right. And that's definitely a possibility. But we won't know without further research.
Well, at least you're open-minded to that, because often when I bring that up with paranormal researchers, they just kind of glaze over and move on. And I know that there's some locals here that I'd asked to come out on a couple of investigations with, just so that I could look at it and see if there was any connection to that. And they were really protective of their turf, and it had to be, these were dead people they were looking into, and they were going to prove the afterlife. So at least you're open to alternative ideas.
Yeah, you know, in this field of research, anything is possible. You know, and again, not to sound like a broken record, but it's going to take more research, more time, more dedication, more man hours, more loss of sleep, more study in order to figure out what's what.
So what keeps you going then? When it seems like it's a lot of work, a lot of effort for something that seems like an almost impossible solution. Why do you do it?
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the research. I enjoy the mysteriousness of it. And, you know, when I've actually got a client, you know, I enjoy being able to help people. And well, that keeps me going.
Well, that's certainly as good a reason as any. I was really glad that we could get you on the show. Because I think I'd heard you on another podcast, and I was saying to Jean, you know, we've got to get this Clarissa Vasquez on the show, because she seems very level-headed and well-intentioned and a breath of fresh air in the field, and you certainly haven't disappointed so far.
Well, thank you.
You see, that's it. Just suck it up, because we'll criticize you in the final segment. I'm kidding, folks. Clarissa! I'm so glad to have you on. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Our final segment with Clarissa Vasquez. And we've been going, you know, low energy on the UFO subject because a lot of people say we do too much in UFOs. And not enough of the other stuff, and I think we've got a healthy dose in the past couple of weeks of the other stuff. But when it comes to UFOs and stuff, how much emphasis do you put on it, Clarissa?
Me personally, I cannot conclusively say that I've had a UFO or extraterrestrial encounter. I cannot say that I've seen a UFO. Although my son, who is 17, still swears that he saw Santa in his sleigh when he was 6, but which, you know, could have been a UFO, could have been an airplane. All I know, I was driving the car and he's going, "Mama, drive faster. I have to go to bed." So, you know, there are people out there who see things and they believe, you know, in what they have seen. And, you know, just like myself, you know, with the ghosts, I believe in what I've seen because I've seen it. Do I think that there is life outside of our planet? Absolutely. Have I encountered it? No.
Yeah, but I'm not equating UFOs necessarily with extraterrestrials. And Randall and I maybe are slightly divergent in our views. I'm just saying unidentified flying object, something we do not know, something we can't identify right now. It doesn't have to be a spaceship. See my point?
Yeah, and, you know, and that could be, it could be an airplane. It could be, you know, in my son's little six-year-old mind, Santa Claus. It could be any number of things, you know, weather balloon, ball lightning. You know, it is unidentified, and that's what categorizes it as a UFO, because you cannot identify it.
I think looking at the various memes, like UFOs must be spaceships or not, ghosts must be spirits of the dead, you get my point.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of want to jump out of our comfort zone. Like, for example, we have covered on occasion the apparent resemblance between the near-death experience and a UFO abduction. And there are a number of those. Have you ever explored anything like that?
No, I haven't. Although, you know, one of the first things I asked, you know, I had surgery last week, and one of the first things I asked when I came out of anesthesia was, did I die? And they kept telling me no, and I was very disappointed because I really wanted that near-death experience. But, no, I think there could possibly be a correlation between the unexplained and otherworldly entities, or it could simply just be, you know, the spirits of the departed, or it could be, you know, a vortex or a portal or, you know, some sort of interdimensionary travel that we can't quite figure out how it works without irradiating ourselves.
On that note, scientists and philosophers these days are taking quite seriously the idea of multiverses. And there's a couple of different versions of those. There's ones where our universe that we live in, the observable universe, is only a small part of a much larger space. Uh-huh. And that out beyond where we can see, there could be a whole bunch of other big bangs that have happened. Uh-huh. They're just too far away to see. The other is that our particular reality is actually some sort of a simulation, sort of like in the movie The Matrix.
Right.
And that there are other similar realities that would be sort of like different folders on your computer.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, moving from one to the other might not take that much energy at all, especially from the point of view of the operating system. It's just a matter of cut and paste. And if you know how to do the commands, you can just move from one to the other without really much problem at all.
Right. And that's where, you know, we as humans haven't figured that out yet. So, you know, it's like the Mandela effect. You know, it could be, you know, a little bit of, you know, cut and paste from one folder to the other, you know, or spell check. A word was spelled one way and then you go and fix it. So now it's spelled correctly, you know, whereas.
Yeah, like
a glitch in
the Matrix. Exactly. Yeah. So something fixes itself. Yeah. How about that? I think we've all experienced something like spontaneous dematerialization. You'll drop something or you'll set something down and you'll go, I know I put it there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back and it's just not there. And there's no explanation for it. Nobody else has picked it up. You think it's your memory, but then you go back, say, a week or two later, thinking, oh, my God, well, I guess that's it. It's finally gone. And there it is, exactly where you've looked a dozen times.
I had that happen to me with a pair of reading glasses. And I left them in front of a printer. And where I was living at the time, the way I'm situated when I record these shows, I'm pointing directly at that printer. I always see that printer. It's like one of these all-in-one printers on a stand. And one day there's the glasses right in front of the printer. No way on earth I could have missed that. I went to my wife and said, did you see my glasses? Did you put them there? And she's not the kind of person that does that kind of thing. She's not trying to fool me or anything. It just showed up again. Maybe during those couple of weeks it was gone, I saw it but didn't see it, if you get my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even like deja vu, you know, where you know you've just, you've uttered that phrase before, or you've watched that scene play out in a restaurant before, or what have you. You know, could be the exact same thing.
But then we have, of course, people who say, well, deja vu, they've sort of explained that with brain science, neuroscience to some degree. And no study has ever shown where a person who feels like they have deja vu of having been in a place can say what's going to happen next. They are only able to say, well, it just feels like they've been there before.
Now, see, I had the opposite experience. And again, this was when I was in the service. My mom came to visit. And if you couldn't guess already, I'm actually pretty close to my mom. And she came to visit, and we were sitting at a fast food restaurant, and I was having serious deja vu. And a man walked in, and I looked at mom. I'm like, he's going to order a taco and a small drink. And sure, he ordered a taco and a small drink. And she's like, how did you know that? I'm like, I'm having deja vu.
Yeah, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's almost like more like a premonition in a way, but happening just, yeah, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Any others you'd care to share?
That's the only one that I can really remember. There have been other times, you know, where I can kind of predict, you know, 1 to 2 seconds out. But, you know, and I don't claim to be any kind of psychic or have any kind of ability at all. You know, it's just, you know, freak random phenomena occasionally, you know, like once every 5 years or so.
So you've had that deja vu, the phantom soldier sighting. Anything else?
When I was in the service?
any other time? I forgot to mention the bird voice.
Yeah, the bird voice. And, you know, I've had several experiences, you know, in my years of investigating. And give my cat in the background.
I was going to say, your cat.
Yeah. And, you know, we investigated a mansion, actually, several years ago. And the gentleman who constructed the mansion was of German descent. And there were two of us on the team at the time who spoke German, myself included. I speak some German. The other investigator and I started asking EVP questions in German at the same time. We were on different floors, had no idea what the other one was doing. So, you know, just kind of random stuff like that.
Clarissa, if we want to know more about the things you do, where do we go?
You can go to ccpi-paranormal.com, or my co-author Chris and I have a new website that is coming up, cccvbooks.weebly.com. The Weebly part's going to go away eventually, but the site is up and running. It's not finished, but it's coming.
Randall, we can find you where?
UFOpages.com.
Simple. You can find us on Twitter. If you look for The Paracast, the two words together, no spaces or dots or anything like that. We have two official Paracast fan clubs. We have a brand new website and online store coming soon. We have The Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com for more info. What you get is The Paracast, free of the network ads, better quality audio, the After The Paracast podcast, and more goodies. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. If you get a 5-year or lifetime subscription, you get what they say is, in politics, free stuff, plus stuff, theparacast.com. Clarissa Vasquez, a breath of fresh air. Thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.